This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
They have a list of tips here, sex tips specifically. If you're in a long-distance relationship, what you can do to keep that sexual spark alive, even when you're not physically together.
Okay.
First, make sure you're on the same page, whether this is going to be a monogamous long-distance relationship or not, and what constitutes cheating to both of you. They say you got to clear that up.
Oh, wow.
Right out the gates.
I don't... I guess... If there was any like kind of conversation about like, so can I bang someone else?
Or I don't think it's going
to
help.
Am I allowed to do? I don't have a long term relationship anymore.
Right.
I'm just going to find someone else.
Yeah. Some people might take offense to discussing it.
Yeah.
His listeners are so odd. Why is Dave so into interracial relationships?
It's
just been my life.
It's Dave. We don't get it.
I do think, okay, and I'll say this, maybe this in my psyche, you know, if I sat down with therapist Lisa, maybe it would all come out, but I think that I was a wee white Irish boy, right?
Yeah.
Came from Ireland at 6. I have never seen really anyone from any different background or cultures besides on the television.
Yeah.
I'd never seen an African-American person in person until I came here.
Yeah.
So when, and then I went into a school that was pretty much in a real shady little area.
Yeah.
My parents couldn't afford much. I was the one white kid in my class.
Yeah.
So I think then, like, I was like, oh, look at all these exotic people around me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think that's my developing little Dave mind was like, oh, she's, look at her.
Yeah.
And then you became attracted to.
Right.
Different.
Yeah.
And I think in the way that Dave loves to travel the world, he loves to travel the world of vaginas. He wants to plant a flag in almost all of them.
Here's another part of my psyche.
Yeah.
I don't ever like to think I'm missing out on something.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah. I get that.
Like from new foods to new.
Yeah. I get it.
Foreign bits.
Yeah.
I guess.
I get it. It's like Vagellan instead of Magellan.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to think of a Christopher Columbus.
I know. I was trying to think I'm like, who is a traveler that I can put a vagina in?
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to do this when you're out here?
Vagellan worked.
Vagellan worked.
Vagellan.
It's not the best because you have to explain it. I had to really put some stink on the vag.
History buffs would have got the joke.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they know that Magellan sailed the Pacific Ocean.
Yes.
Like, I knew that.
Yeah. James and two people.
Yes.
And so anyways, there's a little insight into Dave's mind.
Who's Magellan? Who is he?
It's not the dragon from Marika's castle.
Yeah.
So, as we were saying, these sex tips for you guys that are in long-distance relationships, you got to set the guidelines right out of the gate. They say in order to prevent your significant other from feeling insecure and jealous, there has to be frank and open discussions about what you consider betrayal. Talk in detail about what you both find as emotional and sexual infidelity. Because you'll be surprised how your version may be much different than your partner's. You have to know what is okay and what's not okay in your long-distance relationship.
Hmm.
Well, for me, it was a relationship. So, I mean, maybe it's different for some people. Basically, what applies when you're together and
that's what I would have thought.
Applies when you're together. Like, if you're still going to be in a relationship, the same rules apply no matter how far apart you are.
Yeah.
How long were you in that long-distance relationship?
Too long. Couple of years,
and then you broke up after that.
I met Amber.
Oh. Yeah,
how long?
See, that's what happens when you're long distance. You end up being someone.
Yeah,
else.
No, I, yeah. That is. And I knew I was going to be here for the long haul. Then, and I thought, well, there's no point. She's not going to move. I'm not going to move. So,
like a couple hours or what?
It was 4 hours.
4 hours. Oh, yeah. So that is long. That's super long distance.
4 hours.
So I used to go back every 2 weekends to see her, and then it became 3.
Yeah.
And it became 4.
Right.
And, you know, like, drift apart, and you're like, done with this. Get comfortable talking about your feelings, your needs, your desires.
I don't ever do that. I'll never do that.
And listening to your partners.
I'm never going to do that.
They say the key to intimacy in long-distance relationships is open communication. Discuss the best ways to maintain intimacy with your partner. Don't be shy to experiment with intimate activities that you're both comfortable doing.
A.K.A.
butt stuff.
I thought they were saying
naked Skype, baby.
That's what they're talking about.
Get on Skype and pull out your junk.
Exactly.
Totally it.
Make it last.
Yeah.
They say to begin that, start with sexting. Like sex toys and naked Skyping may be too much right out of the gate.
I get it.
For some people. So sexting is a great activity because you can maintain the intimacy while you're apart, but it's like slowly eases you into that for people that aren't really comfortable with that kind of stuff.
I think I would assume that right now that even if your girl lived down the street, you're still sexting.
Probably, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're still going to sext.
That's part of a good relationship.
So, at least nowadays with the way phones are, you're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
So, you probably are already used to that.
Yeah.
The big hurdle is pulling out the webcam.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hurdle. It's a weird one for guys to do.
George is with us in Tampa this morning. Good morning, George. How are you?
Hey, prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg.
I've been dying to find a reason to call in to say that so long.
Prepare to peg.
What's your comment, George?
I'm in a long-distance relationship. It's a bit different. I've been married for over 15 years, have two kids, and I recently changed jobs right before my two daughters started school. So my wife and I decided that we were going to do the, I'm moving to Florida, she and the kids stay in Colorado for the school year.
You've been living the solo life for several months. You'll get them back to you eventually, but has it been tough?
Well, that's the catch, and I know she's not listening because she doesn't listen to this podcast, so I can say these things.
Yeah.
But I've been married for 15 years, so I'm used to waiting between sex. But she and I see each other usually once every 1 to 2 months,
mm-hmm.
and we act like newlyweds for a couple of days. Oh. But yeah, it's been interesting. It's kind of a, you know, the rules we set forward, like one of them I said is like, I do not want you thinking that I'm sleeping with every coworker I have. I'm just that. I'm fine. And all my coworkers refer to it as being faux single. I don't have to worry about getting home too late to a wife, but I also don't have to worry about spending a bunch of money on the weekend trying to get a girl. So it's a win-win for me.
Right. But it's worked out and you're positive because you, that excitement of seeing each other again, probably you're having perhaps better sex than you have in a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you mentioned the webcam thing. It's like we've actually started doing things on the webcam that there's no way we would have done if I wasn't two time zones away.
Isn't that crazy? So 15 years into a marriage and all of a sudden you're busting out webcams? That must blow your mind.
Yeah. Very much so. Yeah. It's been, again, it's, I miss them. I miss the kids in there. And one of my daughters is a teenager. So I've had a few times where I've had to play the put my dad foot down from two time zones away. But, yeah, and I've even told my oldest daughter, I said, yeah, you have the best case scenario. You have all the benefits of a divorced parent, being that whenever I see you, I'm going to shower you with gifts. But none of the negatives, because your mom and dad don't hate each other. So it's a win-win for them.
Yeah. It's all worked out for you, dude, and you'll get them back soon. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, thanks.
See ya.
See ya.
There's George, who's preparing to peg.
Yeah,
well, he's preparing to peg.
We don't know. He might be.
Peg! Peg now!
No, so that's a different kind of thing, too. Yeah, obviously, they've been together a long time. It's just they're going to be apart a certain amount of time. Yeah. And I think there's a lot of couples like that where people have to go away for business on extended trips and that kind of stuff. So this definitely applies to them, too. They say, so start with sexting. Always make sure you're sending sexy pics to the right recipient, of course. Mm-hmm. Double check. triple check. Mm-hmm. Schedule regular times once you've gone through this and you worked up to, okay, let's chat.
Video chat. When's our sex time?
Schedule. Sexting. You got to schedule times to do that. Because, one, the person on the other end, they got to be available with no disturbances.
Right. Well, it's just like having a Twitch channel. You have to set a time and you have to do it at that time.
Yeah, see, if I was in that situation, I would do it regularly for a while. And then I'd be like, I'm tired. I can't jerk off on camera tonight.
Got this other stuff.
I can't jerk off on camera tonight.
It's a hell of a Twitch channel.
Yes.
What an idea.
Yeah.
They say it's important to schedule those times so you and your partner know that this is the designated time to connect. And it's important to continue living your own life when your significant other is away. Continue to interact with friends, remain social, and carry on as you normally would. If you start to give up your life in order to preserve your ongoing relationship, that could lead to resentment, they say. So enjoy that. Then kick it up another notch and embrace technology like remote-controlled sex toys.
Yeah, why not?
They say the good news is that modern technology has made it easier than ever for lovers, even ones separated by an ocean or several time zones.
Oh, get me from afar.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious me.
Gonna break your phone.
They say what there are new sex toys that allow you to have an interactive sex life apart, giving you the opportunity to sync your device with your lover and provide you with an interactive experience. And additionally, you may also indulge in your most erotic fantasies by adding an element of virtual reality to these toys.
Mm. Yeah, it's just weird where you got to put it as a guy.
Some I don't. Well, no. I mean, unless the guy's into that, the majority is the guy controlling the woman's.
Yeah. It's no fun unless
it goes Chuck wants. Yeah. You're gonna have to lend Chuck your remote control butt plug, James.
Oh, wow. Lend it.
He knows he has access to it whenever he wants.
I bought the matching set.
Okay. Total aside for a second.
Yeah.
You don't think that people actually lend other people?
No. I would hope not. But that wouldn't shock me if some people do. Like, it's a very intimate thing, but I bet you there's some people who don't care. Like, it's...
There definitely are people that don't care.
Yeah. I think for the most part, most normal people who are doing the remote control butt plug stuff, I don't think they're loaning it out to their friends.
Right.
I think it's between them and their lover.
I would say this. The only time you're sharing devices is if you've done stuff together. So maybe there are... I know this is a wild ride, but maybe there are some chicks out there that live together... They fooled around because times are the way times are. And maybe they have like a drawer that's just
willy-nilly for everybody.
I don't know.
Maybe like those sister wives scenarios. Like
I think it's really, be really rare. Girls,
I believe so, too.
Girls want you to wash your sheets and dirt on top, all that junk stuff, typically.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was a chick and I had another chick, we'd have real clean toys.
Yeah, you would, I bet.
You know?
I've always thought that about you.
But we use them a lot.
So as we go through this, but if you've ever borrowed a toy from someone or you've lent yours to someone, please call in. 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. Or text us at 46969.
If we get a ton of calls, I'm starting a new business.
Yeah,
I'm going to do a butt plug rental.
Oh, my God.
James Campbell's butt plug.
It'll be like the Netflix of sex toys. You rent it, I mail it out to you, you mail
just
it back.
Mail it back.
Sterilize it.
Going through that.
And rent it out again.
Oh, my God. Imagine open up those things when they come back.
Why am I having like a...
You call it butt. You know what?
I'm having a feeling we looked at something like something like this does exist.
Yeah. It does.
I think it does. Sex toy rental.
Man, you really want to be in shipping and not receiving in that business.
Well, it's going to be a one-man operation to start.
I'll have to
wear a bunch of hats.
Hands on. He's going to be real hands-on.
I'll be cleaning, shipping, receiving.
Rentadildo.com.
Yeah.
The best way to rent sex toys starting at only $19.
Just look at the
website
photo. They just took a remote control and put a donger wearing it.
That's a great site.
They didn't even try.
Nope. They don't have to.
God.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
know.
You
know this is old because there's a Tara Patrick doll. That chick hasn't been in porn for like 20 years.
It's from 2005, that website.
It is?
Yeah, at the bottom. They started it in 2005.
You know, and it's probably failed, right? Because they have like six toys on there.
What's amazing they bought...
Oh, this is a sample.
But they bought the
domain?
The domain for like 25 years because they were like, this is going to be the hugest thing.
Well, they also failed because they have all those dashes in their web address.
Yeah.
No one's going to remember that.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Dash dildo.
You can't do that.
Come on, no dashes.
Gotta make it easy.
Evan, good morning, man. How are you?
Good. Penis,
we're talking about sex tips if you're in a long-distance relationship. You had a comment.
Well, I used to be in a long-distance relationship. Now we live together in Fort Myers, Florida. But there is a thing you can get at Spencer's. You can, it's called Mold-A-Willy.
Oh, yeah.
You make a cast out of your own you know, your own penis, so you're never really far away. And she loved it for a while until we moved back in together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you made a mold of your dong, and she took your molded dong with her.
Yep, and then we used it for like the webcam stuff.
I think that's a big compliment.
It sure is. I mean, we've talked about the fact
that your lady wants your particular molded dong with her, that says a lot about your relationship.
I don't ever want to see mine like just sitting on a bench or like sitting like.
That's the thing. Like if things fall apart, then you got some chick with your actual dong around.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
So Evan's obviously okay with his. Right, dude?
Yeah, my friends found it, and they were like, what is this? I'm like, oh, that's mine. And it was fine. They dropped it, and they're all freaked out. And they're like, that's really yours? And I'm like, yeah.
How did your friends find your clone dong?
What kind of friends are these? Well, I'll tell you what. If mine was big enough, it'd be a coffee table novelty.
It's on the shelf.
Yeah, man.
On the bookshelf. Next to your awards.
If it looked good.
Hey, Evan.
It was in my... Our side dresser, you know, like where everyone keeps all their stuff.
Yeah.
And I opened it up to give them, and there's like money in there too. So I was like, oh, here's some money or whatever. And they're like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, that's my my fake dildo. Mm.
That's amazing.
That is a wild ride. I'd never want to hold any of your fake dildos in my hand.
No.
Yeah, they dropped it.
Yeah,
that's way too intimate.
That is way too intimate. Even holding someone knowing it's just a clone generic one is weird, but.
Yeah.
Knowing that it's a mold of your actual dong, that's bizarre. But I like the fact that Evan and his woman are that close that she wants his particular... Mm-hmm. Like, that's sexy, that your woman wants yours.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like, if you and got a mold of her
even
bits...
Even if a girl doesn't want yours, it's probably smart to be like... I want yours.
Yeah, that's the only way that works.
You know?
Yeah, you're
even
right.
Even if they're dreaming of something a bit more extreme.
Yeah, if she just, like, did that just to help him out.
Exactly.
And then she's got the Great American Challenge.
Yeah, under the bed is this giant anaconda.
Like a two-piece, like a sniper rifle.
Yeah, exactly. You got like a pool cue. You got to screw it together.
This woman said, I had a pair of vibrating panties and I let a friend borrow them.
Oh, gosh.
Because the actual panty part was washable.
Mm-mm. Still.
Yeah,
it should be your own, right?
Yeah, that's like, I don't know. I don't think that's...
Stuff happens when you...
Yeah, it does.
Get going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is... I did loan... Oh, I didn't loan my fleshlight out, but it did move a few times when I got a new roommate.
God damn.
No. No.
If I had a fleshlight, I'd have it on one of those like Indiana Jones things. You'd have to get something the exact weight of a fleshlight to put it on.
The second it moves, a boulder comes in and just kills everybody.
All these ancient booby traps are set off.
Yeah.
Like, my fleshlight's been moved.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
I have a Nest Cam right on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you should. If you suspect, if you even had a glimmer of a hint that someone could be taking your fleshlight,
there'd be a motion sensor, there'd be the Nest Cam.
I would never want to use, even in my most desperate times, somebody else's fleshlight.
No, because I don't believe that people would ever clean them.
No!
Enough.
No. They don't.
No.
Enough.
And how do you clean those things?
You can take all the center part right out of
it. Yeah, it all comes apart. You take it apart. You got to pull like the, you got to pull the bit part out, and then it's just a plastic case.
So you just like get in there with a scrubbing brush? Or?
Well, like both ends screw off, so you can just kind of wash it with whatever soap you're going to use to soap it up. And for me, like because I was using mine when I was still living with my parents, so I'd have to sneak it in the bathroom with me when I go in the shower. Be in the shower, taking it apart, cleaning it out.
Yeah.
So I got a fake piece of woman private part that looks like it's fit, you know, vacuum form to fit into a flashlight. I'm in the shower, rinsing it out, cleaning it, scrubbing it, making sure it's all good. There's no remnants of my night before left. And then I'd take like a towel and I'd put it on a towel and I would put it under my bed so that way you could air dry properly.
Why did you have to say it like that?
Under my bed.
I put it
where it was safe.
That's where I keep all my dirty
Where supplies. It was safe.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. James's how-to with his fleshlight. I'm sure a lot of guys go through that situation, though, because it's not like many people know you have one. You got to be undercover when you're doing the cleaning operations, but I bet you there's also a bunch of filthy pigs that don't clean.
It's awkward if you're in the middle of chores and somebody sees you washing one of those bad boys at the sink.
Using the same thing you're using on the dishes?
Yeah.
I think this is gross, but is it dishwasher safe?
Yes, I believe so.
I think so. I mean, I couldn't use the dishwasher because of my parents.
But I would
say... Don't mind my sex toy, Mom.
The problem is that everything's internal.
Yes. Mm.
So unless you can turn the thing inside out, which I don't think you can.
I mean, you could, but then you're kind of ruining it.
Yeah. So you really got to get after it.
Yeah,
you got to get in there.
You need a brush.
You need to get in there.
You know who's in a long-distance relationship right now?
Stop it. No.
I didn't realize this.
I didn't know that.
Hey, Boker Tove.
Our own in-house Jew. Jason, the Jewish phone screener. What's up?
Oh, no.
It's not quite long distance, but she's been going like 3 hours away about 3 to 4 nights a week. So sort of long distance.
Yeah. And so you got your remote control butt plugs and everything.
Yes.
Like James hooked you up.
Yeah. They just meditate. They like meditate and have sex.
Yeah. It's all telepathic.
Oh, yeah. You guys bang on the astral plane. Yeah,
exactly. We're on a whole different level.
They probably have figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my guess. You each go to your wood hammocks,
yes,
and you lie there and imagine each other sexually, and then boom.
Yeah, yeah, it's like being jerked by a ghost. You know? The dimensions are just taking over.
But do you find that it, you know, sometimes it actually sparks things, makes things even hotter when you finally see each other?
Yeah, it does. Like this weekend, I was just whisked away on a secret trip to a bed and breakfast.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. You didn't know where you were going. You didn't know where you were going.
Whisked. Yeah. I like that.
I didn't
know. No guy has this happen. To be honest, like no guy ever has this happen.
No. You're right.
To them. Jason on Friday was like, guys, I don't know what's going to happen to me this weekend.
I'm
being whisked away. And so, yeah. A bed and breakfast, huh?
Yeah, which isn't my favorite place, you know, but it's better than like 34 degrees sleeping in a tent having to.
Way better.
Yeah. It's basically someone's house, right? And then you have breakfast
with them
in the morning.
You defile someone's house.
Yeah, but it's real awkward because in the morning I'm sitting next to like six other random people
like
who
that.
You know are up to no good.
Yeah.
Sort
of big, strange.
Like, morning and after. They were old, you know, talking about their kids and they're like, what about you guys? And I'm like, nah, you know, I'm like 30. She's just a weird one bringing me to this place, you know. Grandma's like, I feel like bed and breakfast.
Wow. Look at how young you guys are. Heard you all night.
Oh, God.
We were up at 4.
We knocked one of the pictures off our stand.
Yeah. How can we sleep? It's like an earthquake.
Well, see, they're keeping the spark alive, Jason. That's good, man. Glad you're enjoying your long-distance relationship.
I mean, if they have any, they don't have any spark problems.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
No, you're not. You'll tell when she's gone for a few days.
Yeah, you get a little grumpy.
Yeah.
This door will be closed.
A little backed up.
Yeah, James's fleshlight's missing.
Exactly. All right, on that note, we'll let the Jew go back to his Jew. Thank you, Jason.
Away I go.
Yeah, there he goes. Okay, a couple more quick things here. If you are in a long-distance relationship, they say don't forget about old-school things like snail mail.
What? Send a postcard?
Some people still enjoy getting an old-fashioned handwritten letter.
Well, I'll tell you what.
If you are with somebody that enjoys that, you're with an elderly person.
really weird.
You know what, though? I do think that it could score some points in a weird way with a certain person.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, if I've gone to a store and I've grabbed a postcard and I wrote something.
Yeah.
I came up with something to fill the back of a boy, do I like you.
Yeah, it's effort.
Oh, like, sure. I'm not sure I've liked anyone that much.
By the time I would get it out of my mailbox, I feel like the person could be married by that point. Because I check my mail once every 5 years.
Yeah.
They say you can even role play through the mail, too. Create an alter ego, engage in cosplay, be willing to use your imagination, try something new.
Don't do that.
Mm. Also, don't just rely on your partner. Make sure you're getting yourself off, too.
I always do.
It is important to take ownership of your sexual needs.
Mm.
And learn ways to enjoy solo sex. I think that's mainly for women, because most men
Yeah, we're fine.
And take care of their own sexual needs. When you're together, use all that anticipation you've accumulated to your advantage. So like that guy in Florida who called in, mm-hmm. have a crazy ass time when you do finally see each other.
Bang fest.
That's it.
You know, bang fest.
Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So you are in kind of a different kind of long distance relationship.
Yeah, I don't date, but I have like my friends with benefits, but I keep them pretty far so I don't catch feelings.
Okay.
Yeah, I have like this wireless like vibrator you just like stick up there.
Yeah.
And they can control it with their phone wherever.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Except I don't use it. I just tell them that it's in me and go along with my day and just send them texts like, that feels good.
Oh, my God.
So he's like, how you like that?
Yeah, take that.
Did you like
that? Yeah, that was great.
Did you like your lunchtime surprise?
Yeah. Never felt better.
Never felt better. Oh, baby, ooh, baby, ooh.
We are so stupid.
You're in a meeting.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet it's hard for you to just sit there with what I've got going on right now.
It's so hard. Oh, my God.
He's sitting there like he's at the controls of the Enterprise, thinking he's just rocking it.
Meanwhile, at home in a drawer, there's this, like, like a Mexican jumping bean in a sock drawer.
Oh, I can't stop thinking about you. Please, more, more.
Guys, okay, yes, you evil bitch.
I'm killing it.
So he thinks he's killing it with you, and meantime you're just doing your Walmart, whatever you're doing, whatever your Kayla life consists of. Right?
Huh? Yeah, I just leave it out in my room and then I'll go to work or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right,
Kayla.
Funny.
Thanks for calling in.
You know, it'd be weird to like have it with you though, so that you know at least you're like, oh God, he's at it again. He's at it again.
He's got a slow day.
You know,
that is hilarious just to think about. Going he's like, wait for it, now, rock and roll.
He's like.
Stupid.
Because you know he's overusing it.
Yeah.
He's way overusing it. She's like, oh, I don't have time for this.
All I would do, honestly, if I was involved in a thing like this, I'd be like, set it to stun. There we go. All the way up to stun. And I just put my phone away. It'd be like, I'd never turn it off. I'd be like, no, you just all the time.
Oh, every day, just all the time.
And that's probably why she has to leave it at home.
Right.
Full blast. Because she's like, oh, here we go again.
She's going to come home one day. The thing's going to be on fire because you burn it up.
Oh, yeah. Smoke's getting melted. What have you done?
Like, I put it through its paces.
I really put you through it today, didn't I?
Jeez. Set your bits on fire today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A man was arrested for trying to hire a hitman to have his girlfriend's husband murdered.
Oh, man.
His name is Scott Porter, 48-year-old guy. Here's the story from WDIV-TV.
Scott, you got anything to say about the charges?
No response from 48-year-old Scott Porter outside of court today. He's facing life in prison for an alleged murder-for-hire plot that has taken his neighbors in Livonia by complete surprise.
I am shocked. He's a very soft-spoken kind of a guy. And
in court, an assistant Wayne County prosecutor revealed plenty about this case. That Porter is a former employee of the defense contractor Locke Performance. Sources say it was there. Porter allegedly asked a co-worker to help him kill the husband of his girlfriend. That person hooked Porter up with a man Porter believed was a hitman, who was actually a Plymouth Township Police Sergeant. That assistant prosecutor even read off a text message. She says it's from Porter demanding that the murder get done.
I want it done with out the family around, but at this point, I really don't care.
Then it was revealed that Porter is also under investigation for allegedly adding his ex-wife to the hitman's to-do list. Porter has two Facebook personas. One, the family man, taking the wife and kids to Disney World. The other called Porter Mania, showing a lifestyle one friend calls a midlife crisis. And just days ago, police swarmed Porter's home.
I came home and there were nine policemen walking around.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Porter now charged with solicitation for murder. That carries a life sentence if convicted, plus some computer crime-related charges. Those stem from allegedly using text messages on his phone to set this whole thing up. Again, $500,000 bond. Karen, there is a mental health aspect to all of this, we are told, so a competency exam has been ordered for Porter. We'll let you know what happens with that.
Hmm. Well, you are nuts when you have, two Facebooks, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like, once you have two Facebooks, there's something really wrong with you.
Yeah.
Right, you've got normal, and then you've got Dave Mania.
Dave Mania!
You know?
It's crazy, Dave!
You've got Dave
Mania! Dave Mania!
You know what I mean? Like, if Dave all of a sudden had Dave Mania, we'd know something was wrong.
Oh, my God. Right. So let me be, in my tuxedo and cherry. Yeah, exactly. And then Dave Mania's like me wasted with cocaine.
Like,
exactly.
Why is Dave's face all white?
Cocaine!
Man, I got followed by Dave Mania last night.
Oh, my God. Have you started that? That page is wild.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, there's Disney World photos on his main regular page.
Exactly. And then it was me and the strippers and the VIP world. Dave Mania!
It's Dave Mania!
I wonder if they knew about that page, all of his friends and family, or was it a secret page?
I don't know.
So
they
didn't
really
come across
it
and you're like, hey, I think that's a guy.
Is that Dave of Dave Mania?
Yeah, it is Dave Mania. Dave Mania is with Dan Blazarian.
That's right. It's so crazy. I mean, this guy's
wild.
Dave Mania is wild.
It's exhausting keeping up with that life.
Yeah,
I found his Dave Mania.
Yeah, there it is.
This is called Porter Mania.
Yeah,
It's there's a lot of guns. There's a lot of cigar smoking, so motorcycles.
So he wants to be Dan Blazarian.
That's what it is. Except Dan Blazarian is loaded.
So he's married too. So he just wants to kill the poor guy who probably doesn't even know his wife's cheating on him.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You are the innocent victim in that scenario, right?
I've always said this. If someone was out there and they wanted, just let me know.
That's it. Don't kill me.
Like, you can.
Don't kill me.
We can work something out.
If she's cheating on me with you, good day.
Yeah.
Yeah, go good ahead. Day. You guys can have.
Yep. I'm going to do my Dave Mania stuff.
Dave Mania going on.
I've got Dave Mania going on. I don't have time for this.
I don't have time to get killed.
Yeah.
Totally ruined my Dave Mania bit.
Yeah.
It would suck. A Canadian grandmother is still feeling the burn and loving it at the age of 73. Lester McAnally. That's her name.
Lester.
She's a woman named Lester.
That's troubling.
She's from British Columbia in Canada. She, at 73, still works as a volunteer firefighter.
Oh.
Point that would make me nervous if I lived in that town.
Me too.
I had to call on her to put on a fire.
I'm going up. Hold on.
She'll
one.
Be so slow. Come on.
We're going to die.
Fast as a goddamn car.
Help.
Five steps.
Come on, please.
Oh, this hose
is burning. Everything's just burning. Get out of the side of the place. Just collapsed.
I got to take a nap or something.
Sleep.
Six.
Oh, somebody take my...
Seven.
Somebody take my valuables.
Eight.
Are they even here?
Nine.
Yeah, oh, no.
Almost there. I'm
starting to really collapse in the smoke inhalation.
I think he's breathing in the smoke.
Okay. Ready. All right, I'm going to turn on the hose.
Oh, Lester. Lester's airborne. Someone get Lester down.
Let go. Lester,
let go of the hose.
Is it out?
Lester.
Is it out yet?
Lester, no. Everybody burned alive.
again.
All right. Let's go back. I got to make some food.
Oh, well, we love your food.
Lester.
They do.
Lester in the hose.
Yeah,
everybody burned alive. She's been volunteering for this fire department since she and her husband moved to the town in 2001.
How old is she? 73?
She's 73 now.
She looks older.
Yeah. She's been a firefighter.
I don't even look good for 73.
I'll be honest. I look like hell.
I look 10 years older than I
am. Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
All right, boys.
Look at all the young guys. That's why she's in it. She wants to be around the...
Yeah, that's probably right.
My favorite time is the shower.
I wash everybody's genitalia.
I look at their penises.
Lester!
Their bodies and their penises.
For the last...
lady named Lester!
For the last 40 years, I've been judging Canadian firefighter penises.
She's got her clipboard.
That's what this clipboard is.
That's right.
Everybody's penis size. Uh-huh.
It helps determine their rank.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
I think you boys are dirty. Again,
about time to clean you.
But better hit the shower.
So yeah. The crazy thing is,
put these fires out.
She can handle those hoses.
Yeah, I sure can with these bone-like fingers.
Go ahead, boys, get naked again.
Her husband retired from volunteer firefighting a few years ago, so he was doing it too. He retired. She's still going strong despite being 73. Said, I want to do it as long as I can, as long as I'm useful to the department and all the members.
I feel like she's in charge of the clipboard, which is a good idea. She just, in every shot, she's got a clipboard.
Yeah.
Let I think it's just checking out, are we all alive? Bob. Oh, there he is. Bob's alive.
I would have missed his penis if he would have burned.
Steven.
Yeah, I'm here, Lester.
Okay, yeah. Steven's alive at 9 inches.
Paul. Paul.
Here, but not good.
Paul, what's wrong?
I think I breathed in a little too much smoke there, Lester.
Paul. 4 inches.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lester.
Oh, Paul and Lester.
Paul and Lester.
No, I mean, Lester.
Still fine. I made it work.
Yeah. She's still volunteering, doing good work in her
good
in
for
her
4 inches. Good for her. I hope this story never gets back to her.
It's
a horrible thing to hear.
Yeah. She never hears
that. I heard your little radio program.
She saw you double jerking.
I gotta be honest. I only did that once or twice.
I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a female who didn't want to see these boys' penises.
Yeah. Look at him. He's a tall glass of water.
Randy old Lester.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Tiger Woods is back, or at least he was yesterday. He won the Masters at 13 under par, his first victory in a major tournament since he won the U.S. Open in June of 2008, which is almost 11 years ago.
Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to glory. Tiger Woods, congratulations. You are once again the Masters champion.
The perfect announcer for that.
Wasn't he amazing?
Jim Nance is amazing.
Jim Nance is amazing. As everyone knows, his run as the best golfer in the world was sidetracked shortly after by multiple back surgeries, not to mention his insatiable lust for white whores.
Mm-hmm.
This was Tiger's 15th major title, and now he's just three behind record holder Jack Nicklaus, who has 18. Maybe he can get back to the business of surpassing Jack now. There was a time before Tiger's troubles that everyone thought that was inevitable, right?
Yeah.
For sure he'd do that. After his victory, Tiger said this.
It's overwhelming. I think it's just because of what has transpired. And last year, I was just very lucky to be playing again. But it's just unreal for me to experience this. I mean, my mom was here. She was there in 97 as well. I mean, there was my dad. I mean, he shouldn't have been there that year. He was recovering from a heart attack and heart surgery. And now my little boy, Charlie, the embrace, it's just special. Just to have them here. Luckily, I was able to win.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a really
good moment. Some people love him. Some people hate him.
Mm-hmm.
That place went mental for him.
Oh, my God, they did.
They went mental.
And the majority, everything, social media went, I hardly saw any negative. Yeah, it was mostly positive. I think all that stuff is kind of behind
him
now.
Been through enough.
Yeah.
You know?
He had some drama.
He did. And he's not, he wasn't caught up in the Me Too movement or anything like that. Like, the dude was just a sex addict, and he paid for it, though, or he took, I mean, he cheated was probably the worst of his crimes, right?
As far as we know, yeah.
Yeah, as far as we know.
Yeah.
And
his whole thing was he allowed himself to have sex with people who wanted to have sex with him. It's not like he was putting anybody in a weird spot.
Right.
You know,
Oh, there's some of them were like diner whores, and you know, like they're just people.
Diner whores.
Yeah.
A good place to pick up a nice diner whore would be.
Yeah, diner.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Like, people you never assume Tiger Woods would be with.
That's especially because his wife was just
smoke show.
Yeah. Oh my God.
One of the most beautiful women.
Professionally, no one thought he'd be back here again. I don't think.
No, there was a time where he could barely walk because of his back issues,
that's
right?
That's so amazing about it.
Well, and this is the thing now, that if he's better, he's going to rattle off a bunch. And I think golfers knew, oh man, over the last like year or so, he was starting to like finish second, you know, finish third. And it was like, oh, he's right there. And it's funny in the Masters because he was behind, but he knows the pressure gets to the other guys that play with him.
Yeah.
And it doesn't affect him in the same way. You know, down the stretch, he was making shots that were like,
he's a freak of nature. Right?
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So ridiculous. The total purse for the Masters was $11.5 million. Tiger takes $2 million of that for winning. A pretty damn good day for him.
Yeah.
And on that green jacket.
Did you see that security guard slide into him?
Yes. What was that
all
about?
No, I didn't see it.
Did that guy intentionally try to hit him? It looked almost like that.
There was so Tiger's walking, and there's like a crowd of people following him.
Yeah.
And this security guard out of nowhere is running like he sees somebody trying to run towards Tiger or something.
So he's doing
security. But then the guy slides, and he slides right into Tiger's ankle.
Here. Yeah, yeah. It was
this on 12?
You miss it from that angle.
Oh, okay. So that was like a couple days ago.
Yeah, they'll show it from a different angle.
Yeah, this dude's there. Watch this guy.
Yeah, oh, no, not Tiger's ankle. Oh, jeez. Oh, he barely hit
that. Yeah.
Tiger was a little overdramatic. Yeah,
Tiger did it almost soccer player like.
Yeah, exactly. Could you imagine though? You broke Tiger's ankle then.
Oh my God!
You broke Tiger's ankle.
Honestly, you know what would happen?
Oh my God! I'm gonna do security and Chuck E. Cheese.
Listen.
Oh no!
You would have died that day, dude. Those elderly white people would have killed him.
Kill him.
Would have killed him.
Oh my God! Kill him.
Club him to death.
Andy, you better run, dude. You gotta run.
I know. I gotta give up my entire career.
Oh my God!
You tripped Tiger Woods.
I'm gonna be doing security at a like a Secretary of State. I gotta get my resume out there. I slid into Tiger Woods' magnificent athletic ankle.
These people are out for blood, dude.
No, you're dead, man. You're dead. All of a sudden, there's a bunch of old people on these self-propelled surfboard.
Oh, right at me.
Surfboard golf carts.
I gotta slide
here
out
we
here.
Come, you son no. of a bitch. Whoa!
Whoa!
You guys are fast.
Jesus. It was. I saw it. I'm like, what happened there?
Yeah, I missed that. Because I only watched yesterday.
It's just like. Because it didn't make sense to me what happened. Like, where was he going?
It didn't make any sense. But that guy, he screwed up.
Yeah, he did.
But he felt really
I'm
dumb.
Sure. He's like, oh, man. Not only did I get a green stain on my khakis, but I slid right into
security guy came out trying to step.
Everybody
he
looks
was
back.
Just trying to be like super security. Right?
I got this. I was trying to be a hero.
I'll tell you what, though, they are serious about that stuff at this Masters.
Oh,
even when he was walking off, there are people that their job, you could tell, were to walk along the sides and shove people's arms down. Like, don't you dare give them a high five, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's crazy to be in a crowd like that walking to, you know, the next thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that guy was like, ooh. Yeah, there's people with money riding on that.
It doesn't, the money doesn't matter. If my dad is in that crowd, like, tiger, tiger, and then you take him out, he's like, I'll kill that son of. He'll have one of Tiger's clubs, you'll be dead. You'll be dead. Those old people, they want it. Like, listen, they're going to die soon. They want to see history.
Yeah,
and you've ruined it. You're dead.
Yeah.
Tiger. Yeah, Brewster's got you in one of the little lakes, and he's drowning you to death.
Say hello to the alligators.
Jim Nance is calling the whole thing. He's like,
finally, Tiger Woods.
Always been injured.
Doubted we ever see it, but here it is. The return.
No, someone tripped him! Someone tripped him!
As an elderly man has him, and he's, yes, choking the life out of him now in the drink on 17.
Torn ACL and a broken leg, and then you, like, destroy him again?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the my worst. God. That's... Brewster would have been like, it's almost over.
Go to sleep, slippity-doo-dah.
That is scary. That poor guy. No, nothing. Luckily, nothing came of it because he didn't. He barely tripped him, but it looked worse than it actually was.
Yeah.
I guess people have realized you slap a celebrity name on something and it'll probably do well, because the latest to get into the celebrity booze arena is The Rock. Coming soon, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's tequila.
No, that's one that shouldn't taste good.
No,
that's a tequila. I'll not be buying that.
I'm not going to get into
Lisa's
it.
Got
but you know what's going to be hilarious, Lisa, is that I didn't want to buy the George Clooney tequila either. Yeah. It's delicious.
I felt the same way about it.
So, like, what if The Rock just knocks your socks off?
If it's really good, I guess I'll try it. And then it'll be funny.
Yeah, could you imagine that?
What do you think I'm drinking? I'm drinking the people's tequila.
Can you smell what Andy's drinking?
It's rock bottom tequila.
I guess there's no official name for it yet.
It's got to be rock bottom tequila.
Mana. That was the name he wanted, but it was rejected by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office because it was too similar to other products.
Mm.
So they're back to the drawing board as to what they're going to call it. Does he own The Rock? Like, could he call it The Rock's tequila? Or is WWE owned The Rock?
Oh, I bet.
I feel like WWE probably owns The Rock.
Yeah, they do, because other people have to change their names when they leave.
Otherwise, that's why he's always Dwayne Johnson.
But he goes by Dwayne. He went by Dwayne The Rock Johnson for a while.
Well, because he can say that, but like The Rock's always like in quotation marks, and I think it's like implied.
So
as long as he uses his
launched
real name,
a product line with The Rock in it, he'd have to work out a deal WWE.
Yeah. It is weird because, say, there must be a point where a contract's up and you're free, or if you're so big that you actually own your name. Like, Hulk Hogan's was Hulk Hogan everywhere, even though he was Hollywood Hulk Hogan when he went to WCW.
Well, this is saying that he does actually now own the rights to the name The Rock, including logos and phrases.
Yeah, because he got so big.
He was big enough to negotiate.
That's exactly what it is. And he probably did a few WrestleManias so that he could own The Rock. Most of them are just their name, but a lot of times their name is actually different. Like, I didn't know Charlotte Flair, that wasn't her real name.
Her
real name is Ashley, I think.
Oh, okay.
Ashley Flair. Which is just weird that, like, I don't know,
you go with a different first name.
Well, because your whole gimmick is exactly like your real life.
Mm-hmm.
Your whole gimmick is your real life. You're the daughter of Ric Flair, but yet you changed your...
You want to change it up.
First name. I don't know. Maybe it's to have some kind of anonymity somewhere.
See, maybe the Rock's tequila will be amazing.
One has as much money. I mean, that's... George Clooney's tequila is so good because he had so much money to put into it.
Yeah.
Like, if I started a tequila, you know it'd be pretty bad.
It'd be super bad. You're a cheap bastard.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'd be like, where do you get the cheapest plants? You know what? I'll just grow them myself.
Where are you going to grow them?
In a greenhouse. I prefer Chuckila.
Chuckila.
You would.
Chuckila.
My slogan would be number one with hobos.
Chuckila.
I love that. Someone's got to shoot low. Mm. I mean, I'm shooting low. You let the rest have it. If I was The Rock, I'd be like you said, the people's booze.
Yeah.
You know, like a WWE fan doesn't want to go and spend like $35 on some tiny little bottle of something. They want affordability.
I wonder if he does it, because I think what George Clooney did with his was, it wasn't him. He didn't create it, I don't think.
He just got behind. He got his money behind the right people.
Found a good product and threw the name on it.
And which is super smart.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.